During his regular report to KPCW, Development Director Pat Putt said they've just received the application for the Pendry Hotel to be located in the Canyons Village. That comes after the Canyon Spa amended master plan was okayed by the county over a year ago. The Pendry has sometimes been called the Baby Montage. Putt said some of the density numbers haven't quite been fixed yet.
The next time we talk in early March, I'll be able to give you the specifics on that, but I know it's over 100,000 square feet. It'll be a big facility, but again, it's been contemplated through that master planning process. And again, part of that master planning process was taking a look at what we tend to refer to as the building volumetrics, the building size, how it sits in relationship to some of the other structures around it. At that point in time, about a year and a half ago, everybody seemed to be satisfied with that. So now it's going to be sort of that administrative review, meaning we're going to be taking a look to make sure it meets those requirements, doesn't exceed the allowed square footages, meets the heights, meets the parking.
He said the Pendry could get to the Snyderville Planning Commission as early as March. On another item, he said that the Rasmussen Place mixed residential commercial project proposed by Peter Caron along Rasmussen Road got an approval last year, but it has not moved forward and the approval could lapse this spring.
I believe the sale of the property to Mr. Caron and his partners was contingent on approval of a project, which he ended up receiving. The sale just never closed. It was a good project. I think the Planning Commission was pleased with the design of it. It certainly, you know, met the necessary standards of the code. I think, unfortunately, it was just a matter of the buyer not being able to reach terms with the seller, and we haven't had any further conversations with the property owner. We haven't had any new proposals from outside parties on that piece of property. So right now we have a rural residentially zoned piece of ground. So will something happen in the future? Likely, but we haven't seen any proposals recently.
County Development Director Pat Putt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.